on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn softball earned a huge series win over number 6 LSU in Baton Rouge last weekend behind two stellar outings from senior pitcher Shelby Lowe. The lefty Lowe had her first 7-inning complete game performance since last year's regional against Cal State Fullerton. Lowe recaps her performance and what worked for her.
Really just moving the ball, make sure everything's really trying to sit river. The umpire really wasn't really helping me, but I was making my defense work for that. Just get them swinging at something that's not in the zone and either try to get them to hit a ground ball to the infield or pop up to the outfield and use my defense. That's right. We have one of the best defenses in the SEC. Yeah. I think they know just how hard I've worked just to get back in here and be able to play the 7 innings. So I think they were just as happy for me as I was for myself. So they're really rooting for me.
It was Auburn's first series in Baton Rouge since 2015 and marks the first time since the 2015 and 2016 seasons that has won back-to-back series over LSU. Head coach Mickey Dean recaps the series win and the decision to leave Shelby Lowe in for her complete game.
How about them? Man, what a three-game series. Wow. I was so proud of our youngsters, you know, our players, because they completely flushed yesterday's game. We asked them to. You know, we didn't spend 15 seconds after the game on the field because we just wanted to flush it and start anew today. And they did a great job. And then you got Shelby Lowe, first time since her surgery that she's gone 7 innings. And it's the first time that I've gone up to her in the 5th inning and told her I'm taking her out, and she asked to stay in. I was nervous, but I trusted in her, you know. Her teammates really had her backs because I had two or three of them saying, leave her in. So I did. And I'm glad I did.
The Tigers return to J.B. Moore Field this weekend to face Kentucky. Coach Dean previews the Wildcats.
Well, like you said, it's going to be a well-coached team.
Yeah.
Rachel does a great job there at Kentucky. They got some kids that can swing it. You know, they got some kids that can throw it. And, you know, they're going to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And We just need to make sure that we're making good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go play some softball and celebrate Shelby Lowe. It's her senior weekend. And so, it's going to be a great weekend. Come on out.
The Tigers will host Kentucky Saturday at 3 Central, as well as Sunday and Monday at 6. Coverage for all games can be heard locally on Weagle 91.1 FM and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Tickets for this weekend series are still available at aubtix.com. Auburn baseball won its penultimate home midweek game of the season last night over Georgia Tech at Plainsman Park. Head coach Butch Thompson recaps the win.
Yeah, they've hung in there. It was a tough stretch, and 8 runs, I think, with 2 outs. I think the first 2 batters got out, and I think between the first and second inning, we've had 3 balls fall in there for us that haven't happened the last month. But nonetheless, just good offensive start, and then I think you could tell they reeled us all the way back in because of some of our challenges and stuff. But I think Joseph's closer. I thought that was a step. At least his stuff was set, and our defense has got to match it a little bit. We might could have kept from giving up a run or two, and then but nonetheless, I think he's growing a little bit. It was really neat on the mound tonight to see some guys hang in there that hadn't pitched as much, and we really wanted to get them in the ball game today. Drew Nelson, Cameron Keyshock are two for sure that, you know, we need somebody to help us step up on the mound. And then Carlson was a guy that's on the weekend that didn't throw enough, had 1 appearance, was able to come in here and finish against a very offensive team. And Burris, I think he had his 16th home run, and the catcher had the big blow there against Herbert Holtz. But I liked how we started a lot of kids. You know, this is kind of a challenge for us with Pierce and Mainers and Irish being out, and they can't have an at bat. But you saw the rotation of Irish and Pierce there to end to try to play some defense. So we're just going to pitch together and do everything that we can to try to stay competitive. And tonight was a good night.
The Tigers will now hit the road for Starkville following their 8-game homestand to begin the second half of the SEC season. Coach Thompson looks ahead to the final 15 conference games.
It was on the mound was kind of the challenge and struggles for the club last year, the emergence of Tommy Vail, you know, and we're playing on every positive thing that happens right now. I think the biggest thing is, can we get a rhythm, and can something good happen in a weekend for this club is important. We've been wanting it to happen the last few weekends, and that's still delayed. staying together, I think, is the biggest thing. When challenges, you know, get to the locker room and, you know, guys really start showing some frustration there, that's not going to help you turn the corner. So can we do a good job with keeping our guys together and providing them some solutions and telling them, you know, this is what's happened. Can we do something about that? Those are things. But these are things that somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, have you ever been through this in all your time in the league? I'm like, yeah, about 20 years, but 20 times. So unfortunate, because all the statements I've made with this ball club, like I've liked it, I believed in it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't retract any of those things. Those were true statements. And are we challenged greatly right now? Yes. Can we return to the best version of ourselves? Can we get the program corrected? That's what everybody's job needs to be right now is, all right, let's turn the corner. We see all these challenges. We got it loud and clear. We understand it. And can we start doing some things to start building ourselves back up to, you know, the standards required to be successful at this level?
Auburn visits Mississippi State Friday through Sunday at 6 Central, 5 and 1 in Starkville, with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning 15 minutes before first pitch of each game. Number 3 in SEC champions, Auburn Equestrian will go for its 7th national title at the NCEA Championship this weekend in Ocala, Florida. The 3rd-seeded Tigers will face Oklahoma State in the first round. Head coach Jessica Braswell previews the Cowgirls.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough team. You know, Oklahoma State went in and they won the Big 12. They won their conference tournament. So similarly to us, they weren't the top ranked team going into their conference tournament, but came out with the win. I think that they've had a little bit of a similar regular season with some ups and downs, kind of like we have. And they're playing their best at the most important time of year. So we expect them to ride really well, to be a big challenge for us in the first round. And we're going to have to bring our best to get out of the quarterfinals and keep advancing.
Auburn will match up with Oklahoma State tomorrow at 1:30 Central. Coach Braswell talks about the key to her team finding success.
I think confidence is a lot of it. I think that our student athletes have really hit their stride, especially some of the younger ones that maybe haven't been in that championship environment before. They've done it now since they've been through SECs, and they've seen when they're all hitting on the same day and they're all riding their best, they're a really, really tough team to beat. And they're believing that, which I think is huge. So really looking forward to seeing what they're going to do here at Ocala. And they've practiced great the last couple of weeks, and they are ready to go. So now we just have to come in and execute.
The NCEA Championship will take place tomorrow through Saturday at the World Equestrian Center in Ocala, Florida. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
What you doing? Yeah, you. Listening to this ad right now. What you up to? Well, if you have auto insurance through Alpha, you know what you're not doing? Worrying about claims or stressing over coverage. Alpha handles the details for you so you can keep doing whatever you're doing. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Auburn track and field had a strong weekend, medaling in 7 events while splitting duties in Florida and California. Now the Tigers get to come home for the Tiger Track Classic on Saturday. Head coach Leroy Burrell previews the schedule of events.
So at 8:30 in the morning, we wind it up with the 5K, then move on to the couple field events, mostly throughout the morning. But really, the highlight, and I think the bulk of the meet, will start at 2 p.m. With the 100 hurdles and 110 hurdles. You know, I failed to mention Danae Neumhard moved on to second in the Auburn 100 hurdle list last week with her 12:89 performance. And so you're going to get to see her, get to see Favor and the men's 4x1 as well shortly thereafter. Then we'll come back with the 100 with Ajay and Azeem, you know, and then, of course, finish off with our really solid women's 400 hurdle group. Then the 4x4, you know, that kind of remains to be seen what we'll do there, because it will turn out to be a bit of a long day. But we're really expecting a really good crowd, really great weather, really good crowd. Also get to send some of our outstanding seniors off with the senior recognition right around 6 p.m. Saturday evening. So it'll be really exciting, and I think it'll be something that we haven't seen around here in quite some time.
Auburn will host the Tiger Track Classic on Saturday at the Hutzel Rosen Track. Coach Burrell relays his message to the Auburn family.
You know, I think in the past we've done two home meets. We kind of scaled that down a little bit in my transition here. So for me, this is really the first time that we're going to have a squad that I think is indicative of the type of culture and the type of performances that I'd like to see, you know, on my team here in town, here on campus. Now, there'll be a nice spring day. Come out, get some fresh air, sunshine, enjoy some track and field, and cheer on the Tigers.
The Tiger Track Classic will get underway at the Hutzel Rosen Track on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Central. Number one men's golf took home its school record 7th and 4th consecutive tournament title of the year in its season finale yesterday at the Mossy Oak Collegiate in Mississippi. The Tigers defeated number 5 Ole Miss by 34 strokes, with J.M. Butler and Brendan Valdez sharing the individual title, Jackson Coyven taking home 3rd place, Carson Baca finishing 4th, and Josiah Gilbert rounding out the top 5. From the Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham, head coach Nick Kleiner talks about his team's culture and relationships.
I think the most important thing that I've learned, though, which I didn't realize young in my coaching career, was how important relationships are and how important culture is. It's all about culture to me. I don't care if you're running a program of 10 players or you're running a corporation of 2,000 employees. If you don't have the right culture, it doesn't work. And that's something I've learned. It's something I work, you know, both Coach Williams and myself and Coach Alexander, we work really, really hard on that culture. And I think that's probably changed a little bit over time. Too. Maybe it wasn't that way back in 2001 as much as it is nowadays, but I know that if you have the right culture in place, you have the right vision, and you have the right connectivity among the players, and you're going to have success.
Where does that come from for you?
It comes from a lot of different areas. I mean, I think it, you know, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from a lot of mentors that I've had. I think it comes with setting a vision, setting standards, program. I don't have any expectations. People ask me that a lot in the media. What are your expectations for this year? I'm like, there's none. I don't have any. But I have standards in place. I have, you know, if you act like a gentleman at all times, you be on time when time is involved, and you give your best effort, and you have high energy, and you have high enthusiasm on a daily basis. And I think if you have the right standards and they're carried over every year by the senior class, that's when you have something special. And when you have that connectivity, you know, I think you have a more committed team, the more connected they are. And the more they get along, the more they hang out, and the more they embrace each other. And I think when you have that vision that is shared, and we talk about our vision all the time, I think there's a greater purpose when you have a shared vision.
Auburn will now get set for postseason play, which begins with the SEC Championship on April 24th. Number 21 men's tennis will get its postseason underway in Baton Rouge on Friday after earning a coveted top 4 seed in the SEC tournament. Head coach Bobby Reynolds talks about the importance of earning the double bye.
I think it's great for our team right now. Obviously, everything that they've put in on the year speaks for itself, right? And being a 4 seed in the SEC conference, which is, you know, the toughest conference in the country. But I think even more so than that is just that extra day of rest, being able to go down there, be relaxed right now. You know, we took off yesterday, we took off today, we'll travel this afternoon. And then once we get down to Baton Rouge, you know, tonight and practice tomorrow and Thursday, you know, it's just more of a more intense focus, knowing that, okay, you know, we play Friday, we can wait and see how the draw shapes out, and we can, you know, get our legs under us. But yeah, that's a huge not having to play that opening match on Thursday and against a tough team of either LSU or Ole Miss. We all know in sports, right? I mean, hosting the SEC tournament at home gives you even more incentive and more just presence behind you for everything that's gone into it and just playing for that home crowd. So to not have to play them on that Thursday and allow them most likely to be, you know, battle against Texas A&M, it also gives John and I an opportunity to go and watch those matches and kind of see and keep scouting for that Friday match at 6 p.m.
The Tigers will face the winner of Match 5 on Friday at 6 Central in Baton Rouge. Number 16 women's tennis will also compete in the SEC tournament this weekend in Athens, Georgia. Head coach Lester Cook previews the start of the postseason.
You know, and I've been telling them the whole year, like, you know, every match, everything we do, we're getting prepared for these tournaments. You know, this is where it counts. Like, you can go undefeated like Oklahoma State, you know, all year. But if you don't do well in the conference and NCAAs, you know, people don't remember that season too well. So everything that we've been working towards this, So now let's see if my theory and my coaching has worked and see how we do, you know, in these tournaments. But I'm so excited for it. Like, this is what college tennis is all about. I love when the stakes are high, when competition is tough. This is when it's really fun. So I can't wait.
The fifth seeded Tigers will face the winner of Kentucky and Mississippi State tomorrow at 6 Central in Athens. To view full schedules and more information, visit AuburnTigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!